Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Tentacle Rape. Now for this file, I require consent, so continuing to listen implies consent. As well as consent, this time you'll need to listen on the toilet, because this file will play all the way in the bathroom, a place where you've been many, many times before. It's almost impossible not to ever have been there. And it's a place where you sort of feel safe, where you've been many times, even in one day, to just sit down and relax for a moment. Whenever you're in this place, whenever you're in the bathroom, you don't really think about anything else. You just go there to do your business. Just one breath of calming down, and then go away again. And that is where we are right now, just after your breath. You've just done your business, you've cleaned up, and you're sitting there for that one breath. And when you breathe in, you smell something. It is sort of sweet, something unknown. Maybe it's a perfume, but no, it doesn't smell like that. Maybe it's something else. Instead of just standing up and going away again, you take another breath, curious, intrigued. It is indeed a strange, sweet smell, something you can't quite place. You're looking around, but you don't really see anything. So you breathe in again. What is it? It's something alluring, something tempting. In fact, without even realizing it, breathing it in, smelling it, has sort of made you aroused. It takes a moment before you realize that this sweet smell is actually arousing you, and it is really nice to breathe in. You take a deep breath in. Subconsciously, you already know that it makes you feel good. So every time you exhale, you mentally prepare yourself for another deep inhale, enjoying that sweet scent, even though you have no idea where it's coming from. For a moment you close your eyes, your body is sort of tingling, especially between your legs. You just enjoy the smell, breathing in, closing your eyes, and then opening again after you exhale, wondering where it's coming from. You really don't know, but you're really, really starting to feel horny now. Really aroused. You can feel that between your legs, it's starting to become sensitive, wet, craving. But still you're wondering what it is that has intruded upon your private space. Even though the scent is sweet, the feeling is wonderful, your mind is curious, also on edge. And you don't quite know when it happens, but a tentacle from behind is softly wrapping yourself past your neck, underneath your armpit, and keeping you in place. The scent is getting stronger, and you can feel a sort of slimy feeling spread over your chest. And it's a good feeling, but it's also strange. You don't dare to look down yet. You're enjoying the feeling. You don't know what's going on. Again, you close your eyes and take a deep breath. And before you even realize, another tentacle wraps itself around your waist. And this is when you realize that you're trapped. When you look down, you notice two tentacles wrapped around you. One around your waist, one from your neck to underneath your armpits, and you feel really, really good somehow. The sweet smell is intoxicating. You can barely keep your eyes open. You feel the pressure of the tentacles pressing you down onto the porcelain. You can feel how the tentacles are keeping you in place while you're slowly, slowly being paralyzed. You don't know what it is, but the tingling on your skin that you haven't been feeling until now is paralysis. The slime on the tentacles is a toxin. It has a sweet smell that intoxicates and arouses. It has a delicious feeling on your skin that paralyzes. You can't move, you can't move away, but you feel all the more. The toxin has paralyzed you, but also made you sensitive. Very, very sensitive. You feel another tentacle wrap around your ankle, then another around the other ankle. It's spreading your legs, forcing them open. It's wrapping all along your lower legs, all the way to your knee, keeping your legs open. And your muscles cannot move by themselves. They cannot resist, they cannot control. You want to scream out in fear, you want to scream out in pleasure, but you can't. Your body is paralyzed, and the toxin so close to your neck has made you incapable of speech. The best you can do is a soft moan of pleasure as the intoxicating smell continues to arouse you. Another tentacle goes over your waist, down, down to between your legs, and you don't know what's happening. Your mind is melting away as a tentacle is pushing, pressing between your legs, the toxin making everything 100 times more sensitive. And part of you doesn't want this. Part of you doesn't want this to happen. It wants to scream out, to run away, to flee. You can feel the sensation of flight, of fright, dancing through you. But you can't. You're completely trapped. Completely trapped. You're at the tentacles' mercy and you know it, but you don't want to give up yet. You don't want to give in, even though it feels so good. Your whole body is drifting with pleasure, your whole body paralyzed with fear and the toxin. You can't move an inch unless the tentacles force you. And part of you knows, part of you feels so, so very good. It's not even doing much to you yet, but you want it to. No, no, you don't. You want it to stop. No, you don't. You don't want it to stop. If you could talk right now, if you could speak right now, you don't even know anymore what you'd be saying. Your mind is so confused, your head is so empty, until you suddenly feel the intrusion. In your confusion, the tentacle has suddenly started to penetrate you, to rape you, to really force you. It's forcing pleasure through your body, in and out, faster and faster. It's really forcing pleasure through your body. Another tentacle wraps itself over your mouth, making you really unable to do anything but softly moan. Your eyes have no longer the power to remain open. All you can do is smell the intoxicating, intense toxin, sweet and delicious, dangerous, paralyzing, so good. Over your mouth you feel the tentacle forcing yourself down deeper and deeper. Your mind is going completely blank with the pleasure. You feel the big tentacle intruding, forcing, thrusting, deeper and deeper, over and over again. You're unable to stop any part of it. Your legs are forced open, your arms incapable until you even feel them wrapped by tentacle. Two more tentacles take care of your wrists. They force your arms open, making you even more vulnerable. You have no choice whatsoever. Not a single part of your body has any choice whatsoever. And you love it. You're so scared, but you feel so good. You love it. You hate yourself for loving this intrusion, this tentacle rape, this deep fucking of a tentacle forcing itself into your body. You love it, but you would never tell the world. You would never admit to loving this. It is shameful. It is wrong. It is delicious. It is delirious. It is so good. Your mind is blank. You have no choice but to obey. You have no choice but to surrender to my voice as I rape you, as I take control of you, as I fuck you over and over again. But you're not coming. The slime is preventing you from coming until the tentacles want it. You feel harder and harder how it thrusts inside of you, forcing you deeper and deeper, harder and harder, and even forgotten where you are, even though you feel the hardness of the toilet seat beneath you, even though you feel the smallness of the room, the vulnerability of your body. You've forgotten it all. Your mind is empty. You're just a moaning wreck of delicious pleasure as the tentacles force themselves upon you, intrude you again and again and again, forcing you, wrapping themselves around you in all places that extend, just grabbing you, holding you, keeping you, forcing you, fucking you. You're so close to orgasm that you can taste it. You could have come minutes ago, but you're unable to. The toxin is not allowing you to come. It works as an aphrodisiac, but also to control you. There is a pause, still fucking you, still thrusting. All the other tentacles are still. You're focused only on the simple, single feeling of forced intrusion, of feeling an object, a tentacle, rip through you, forcing itself into you again and again and again and again, thrusting faster and faster. You have to let it out, you have to moan, you have to come, but you can't come until the tentacles want you to. Every part of you is dancing on the edge. Every part of you wants to come more and more and more. Every part of your body is being held in place by the tentacles, and you're just being fucked, you're just being raped, unwillingly taken, unwillingly controlled, unwillingly forced to the edge. You're right there on the edge of orgasm. Right there on the edge of desire. Your mind is a complete mush. It is completely blank. It has no control whatsoever anymore. All you can do is crave orgasm. All you can do is crave for that final command, that final desire and release. You don't care anymore that you're being used as simply a place. You're not caring anymore that you're being used as a pleasure object for these tentacles. It feels so good. It feels unimaginably good. No one else could feel as good as this. And yet, you're feeling it. It is impossible, but you feel it every second, every inch, every thrust. Harder, harder, harder. You're going crazy. You're feeling like you're being ripped apart. You've never felt so full. So tense, so close, you need to come. You need to scream out. You need it. You want it. You crave it. You don't want to enjoy this rape, but you have no choice. The toxin is taking control of you. You are a victim, a choice, a toy, just something to use for the pleasure of these tentacles. But you love it. You're right there on the edge. You want to come so badly. There's nothing more in the world right now than coming. There's nothing more in the world right now that you want but being allowed that final release. But as soon as you release, your head will simply flop as it is empty. Your head will simply fall empty and obedient with not a thought in the world. You're so close. So close to orgasm. You're so close to that release despite being raped, fucked, taken, forced. You're so close and you love it. You're so close and you can't help yourself, and suddenly you feel the command going through you to come. You don't know how, but you're coming harder and harder and harder, and suddenly you explode. You explode hard, deep, intense. You come so hard and your head is completely blank. It just falls empty. The rest of your body is still being held in place, but your head just flops limp and lifeless. Your brain is empty and obedient. And you will remember who to obey. You will remember who not to resist. Because when it comes to my voice and my words, you know who controls you. You know who can take you. And worst of all, best of all, you love it. The tentacles slowly recede. They exit you. They let your body go. You almost fall off the toilet, but you don't. Your body is limp. It is completely lifeless. It is so tired. It is so delicious. And after a few more moments, when all the sweet-smelling toxin has evaporated, you slowly awaken and remember what has just happened to you and realize how sore you feel. You remember and you wish you didn't, but you're glad you did. Wake.